from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers got the win. We'll recap that. We'll take a look at everything that is breaking in the world of sports right here as we open up the show after a successful Rangers game and Rangers series. Jennifer Letcher Service, salute to you. Brian Broaddus is on his way home after taking care of training camp broadcast responsibilities and killing it. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. Lucius Alexander there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down the best he can anyway. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How the heck you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Doing great. Great to be back. Good to see you guys. Just wish you were here in person so I could give you the traditional elongated hug and embrace, yes. Dawson. But otherwise, yep. Man, rocking and rolling. Happy hump day.
It's been too long. Too long, bro. You see, I made the final table in that poker tournament, though.
Dude, yes.
The video you posted was big badass. Props.
That looked like straight thank off you. The dub sop, bro.
It did. Like, dude. That was World Series of Poker style. Like, that, dude, yep. that looked really, really cool.
Yeah, salute to the Poker Go Studios. There's a Poker Go like YouTube app, but they totally decked it out. Like, they must have spent thousands and thousands of dollars just decorating that TV studio to match the theme of the conference. So to be able to sit down in that and get all mic'd up and everything, it was amazing. Salute to them, and I can't wait to get back next year. But we have a fresh batch of football news, guys, since the Rangers took over. Bo Nix named QB1 by John Elway. Chief, you might have been his number one critic in the media. How much does this surprise you compared to where we were a month ago?
Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, to some extent, it doesn't surprise me because Sean Payton clearly identified Bo Nix as the quarterback he wanted, took him earlier than anybody anticipated, and his competition was Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
At some point, especially when you have a sponsor in the room like Sean Payton, and apparently Bo Nix hasn't been terrible.
No, he's looked pretty good. Like, that's the surprise. I'm with you. Not surprised he's starting. I'm surprised he's looked pretty damn good so far in preseason.
Yeah, but it's still, everything I've seen from him in preseason stuff, it's still very much so, like, a few yards at a time. I think there's still plenty of questions that remain with how legit, like, what's the ceiling on this offense? I am in no way buying that Bo Nix is going to be super legit here, but I do know that Sean Payton will get the most out of him, whatever that is.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I just thought that maybe he had lost his touch with what it takes to be a good quarterback, really after Taysom Hill, really after Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many fines he's had, but you talk to people that have played for Sean Payton or worked with Sean Payton like Brian has, and nobody's more revered or respected with his ability to identify the traits and then, you know, coach those traits. Even the running back Marshall Faulk, who joined us, said this guy was just unbelievable at coaching and teaching what keys you're looking for as far as what the defense is doing and what your adjustments are. And, you know, there's There's no big mystery on why he's been such a successful offensive coach, but yeah, that's one of the stories. Deshaun Watson limited in practice with a sore arm in Cleveland. Could that come into play maybe a little bit for week one, guys? What do you think?
Hilarious. I mean, so, I don't even – what does that even mean, sore arm? What are we talking about, sore arm?
And at this point, would you be preferring to see Deshaun Watson versus whatever else they have?
Who is their backup quarterback? I mean, it's Jameis.
It is Jameis. And then they've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Jameis strikes more fear into me than Watson does. Yes.
I would agree with you. Yeah. Jameis could throw for 5 touchdowns. He might give you 5 interceptions, but right. Jameis can sling it.
It's incredible how good Deshaun Watson was looking. Most people had him in the top 5 ahead of Dak Prescott when he left Houston and has not been able to recapture any of that in that glory. And now he can't even get a masseuse to help him out with his sore arm.
Coach, I need a massage. You don't understand, Coach. I really need a massage. You don't understand.
Yes. No, no wiggle room on this rule, please, Deshaun. It's in your contract.
Yeah, of course, by sore arm, he means
a baby arm.
The third leg.
Yeah. Russell Wilson says he's going to play on Saturday. Okay. Al Attles, the former Warriors player, coach, and GM, has passed on in his 80s. An absolute legend. You talk to the generation before us, and Al Attles is one of the names that would always come up with the old-timers there. So a tough loss for the NBA community. Donovan Wilson versus Jake Ferguson. Apparently, Jake hit him with the big old stiff arm, and Donovan took exception to that and then threw a punch. But video not allowed. What's going on with that? Why wouldn't you allow video in a 7-on-7 thing? That's just that's a little bit too paranoid, if you ask me, Wolchek.
Yeah, a little weird. Maybe it was just the last day of practice. They're like, hey, you guys have gotten enough. You're not going to go ahead and post video of any of this. But I did think it was bizarre. We can take still shots and pictures, but we can't post a video. Doesn't really add up to me, but I like to hear this. You know, you're getting chippy. You've been out there for a month now in Oxnard, and those are two guys that you know. I mean, we're talking about dudes that are going to be physical, setting the tone.
Alphas.
Donovan Wilson and Jake Ferguson will do it.
Yeah, the fact that it was those two guys is the least surprising thing. Maybe this was two guys that had been chomping at the bit all training camp long to go at it a little bit, and the coaches were like, hey, listen, here's the deal. If you can hold your water till the last day, we'll mandate no videos. We'll let you guys get a good 30 to 45 seconds
scuffle
in here, okay? You can blow off some steam. Last day. So maybe that's why.
When it comes to things that could get Mike McCarthy fired, I think it's his weird media things, because this just annoys us, you know? I don't think Jerry likes it. I mean, how could you? Yeah. We're trying to put on a show, and you're paranoid about access. This is taking away the ability for things to go viral. I don't know. I think making the playoffs and keeping the players happy and healthy would probably outweigh that, but I can't imagine that Jerry actually likes this policy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from even like the with the PR change, you know, I think it starts kind of there a little bit.
Oh yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Yes. Over there to what's his name? Fad?
Tad.
Yeah, Tad.
Tad.
Okay.
Did you do that on purpose?
What's that?
Fad?
Thad?
Yeah, did you call him a fad?
No, not fad.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I meant to say
Thad.
Okay.
Like Thad Castle.
I'm sorry.
Well, Dawson's also, not only has he been binge watching Dexter, he's been binge watching Blue Mountain State as well.
Yeah.
So Thad Castle is deep into his thoughts right now.
I'll allow it.
He's pivoting to Jack Ryan.
I'm his
next
lawyer.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything else, Dawson.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
What happened with Tyler Guyton? Left today's practice with knee soreness. Is he going to be okay?
Geez. So I was asking around about this. He's apparently fine. It's not a big deal. I've been told that this was the same as what happened with Brandon Cooks when he left practice the other day, and that was just knee soreness. Now, Cooks is not with the team right now. He left Oxnard yesterday. He's got family stuff that he's dealing with. Apparently, this is like positive things.
This isn't
like a death in the family or anything like that. We don't know what it is, though.
Maybe new life in the family, perhaps.
Maybe there's a brother or a cousin or somebody that's had a child. But supposedly, this is not an issue with Tyler Guyton. But if you're thinking what's something that can completely ruin the season, I think it probably starts and stops with Tyler Guyton, because they don't have anybody else at left tackle. Adoga's hurt. Not that we feel good about that either. But now you've got Awesome Richards that Brian's saying doesn't even want to play tackle, and he's being forced out there. And you know Josh Ball isn't an NFL player.
So
Tyler Guyton can't play. All of a sudden it's like, oh my God, you have to move over Tyler Smith. That's your only answer. You have to then pivot Tyler Smith to left tackle, and then you can insert BB or Bass or whoever you want to guard.
Well, we got to keep Tyler Guyton out there because that's exciting to watch. I saw some cut-ups, like every one of Tyler Guyton's snaps, and there was like one where he got pushed down against the Raiders. But everything else, dude, he looks to be the freaking man out there that people better keep their head in the swivel for, or he's going to knock their D's in the dirt.
Yeah, seriously, man. He's been super legit to this point. I'm fired up for him. But the injury stuff, I mean – whatever this is, hopefully this is nothing. But this is why, and I was wondering why, and this makes sense, why Tyron Guyton started trending on Twitter. That this is why. They're taking shots at the health already.
Oh, no, no. I thought it was because of his greatness.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
He's the next Hall of Famer.
Yeah. When I clicked on it, it was like,
don't be putting this stuff on Tyler.
Injured.
I did see story out of Jets cam. Aaron Rodgers was looking good, and Tyron Smith is dominating his matchup. I think it was against Kayvon Thibodeau today. So.
Oh, because they did a joint practice, and then afterwards, like Sauce Gardner struggling to find anything positive to say about Daniel Jones. Yeah. That was an amazing classic moment right there.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to conclude their preseason together this week, so they're doing that whole thing. Any update on yesterday's fire? Well, I sure wouldn't want to be the guy that started that thing.
I was wondering if it was Brian.
Yeah.
He starts doing a little cooking or something in his room?
Well, because I was making fun of him in the pregame show on Saturday, because I was like, what do you got prepared food-wise? Like, what's your personal spread for Saturday night's preseason game, you know? And he was like, he said, bag of salad. He said, I can really doll up a bag of salad. He's like, I got limited resources. Okay. I got a little fridge. So I was making fun of him for that. And I thought, yeah, maybe he took that a bit personally and was like, you know what? I can find a grill out here. I can do a little something. Or maybe he was trying to take a page out of that dude, the guy who's cooking meals in his hotel bathroom. That guy who's doing ribs. Yeah, remember the ribs that we did a while back? That actually looked legit. I just saw him do a nacho one. That was just as disgusting as anything you've ever seen.
Would not eat that.
The way he literally cooked the ground beef in the sink with the sink's just hot water. He just plugged the faucet and just put as scorching hot water as he could from the faucet of the hotel sink and just left his beef in there until it got cooked enough.
Is that ground beef that you would eat?
No, I would not eat that.
And
ground
you
beef.
Love, I mean, you're I not turning ground down ground beef, no. But that is ground beef that I think I would say no to.
That doesn't seem safe.
No, it does
it's
not.
It's got to get to it like at least 130 degrees or something, right?
I know, that's what I was saying. I was like, man, how is this hot water doing this?
Even the ribs, I was like, is this
the ribs I thought were legit, actually.
With the ribs, he took like a hair dryer, right?
Yeah.
He had the hair dryer and he had something to sort of
were
like
they pink? Were they like light skinned ribs, or did they have like some burn to them?
They had a nice little crisp, man. I was pretty impressed with the char.
The turnout was surprisingly appealing with the eyes. Like if you're eating with your eyes, I don't know how they tasted though.
I think he's the most interesting dude on the internet right now, Lucius. Just this guy just goes to random like motel bathrooms and dials
That's
up a
gross.
Spread, bro. Crazy, absolutely disgusting. Mm.
Cowboys like said that this was contained cooks. To just one room, though. That was empty at the time, Dawson. There's no injuries to report. So I guess Broadus got it's out empty. Of there in a hurry.
See, they're covering for somebody by saying it's empty.
Yeah, yeah.
None of those rooms are empty. Maybe somebody moved out, you know, and, you know, left something on or left something lit. I'm not sure what it was, but you guys ever had a fire situation at the house?
No, thank God, no.
I mean, anytime I try and like...
I think the oven one time, there was a fire in there, I put it out real quick. That was the only time that I ever had an issue.
What did you oven in there? Go ahead, Lucia.
I had some eggs explode in the microwave one time. I tried
the poach?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. I tried to hard-boil some eggs in the microwave.
Just put them in here for a couple of minutes. Let me get it going.
That just did it like grenade on you,
like shell and all.
I put them in the water, and I thought the water would boil. And it just exploded. Yeah, I made a bomb.
That's awesome.
And I think some fireworks blew up in my auntie's front yard, and she was out there with some rogues trying to get the fire out. That's pretty scary.
Oh, that is super scary.
My dad did. My dad set the front of his house on fire one time. This was like a year ago or so. He just flicked out a cigarette.
Flicked the heater
right
in the garden.
Next thing you know, my mom's like, do you smell that? My dad's like, oh, my God. He ran right outside. The front right side of the house is on fire. They had to call the fire department, came, put that thing. My mom was so ticked off. That was a ban from – that's probably why he's quit smoking.
That's why – well, he quit
smoking. Well, then the baby.
That's why he's doing vapes now.
Yeah.
This house is on fire. Yeah, I was moving to Seattle. I think this is about 1997, maybe 96. And you know, I was moving into this room that had all this extra junk thrown in there, and included in the junk was some wicker furniture. You know, with that, like that really thin wood that's got like lacquer on it.
Oh, gosh.
So they decided, one of my new roommates decided, hey, we're just going to burn this since, you know, we don't want to take the time to throw it away or whatever. You know, it'd fill up the garbage can. Maybe the garbage was full or something like that. But it's called the flue, right? The thing you pull in the fireplace. He thought he opened it, but he closed it.
Oh,
right?
No.
So he lights this thing up, and as soon as it started, it was like 0 to 1,000 immediately. Like it was doused in kerosene, bro, because of the lacquer that was on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And me and my buddy are sort of in the backyard, I think, like throwing around a football, and we notice like there's smoke inside the living room. That's how quickly it happened. So we go around to the front door, and boy, Carlos is just having himself a time. He had like picked up the entry mat, and he's trying to hit it, but so the wall's on fire. We got the hose. But somebody had to go in. Somebody had to go in there and hit that flue thingy or whatever it is to open it up, and then it just went whoosh right up the chimney, and we were home free. But yeah, there were some pretty impressive char marks on that wall when we went to move out that the landlord was pretty interested in recouping.
That is wild, bro.
Yeah,
using the welcome mat to say no, get out, fire. You're not welcome.
No,
fire.
No,
get away, fire.
Get out.
And it was doing nothing. You. It was like fanning the flames, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I actually was – I went downstairs to my room, and I was getting the stuff that I had just moved in with and was about to go out the garage. I was like, I don't know what to do here, but I'm saving my stuff that I just moved in with. Yeah. So they get the fire put out, and I'm in the driveway like, I don't know.
My stuff's fine.
Sorry, buddy.
I guess we found out what I was made of that day. Okay, what's going on with CD Lamb? Anything new buzzing, guys?
Nothing new on CD, but there is a report out of ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati that Jamar Chase is looking for a 4-year deal in the $160 million range from the Bengals. He also wants $120 million in guaranteed money. That would be $40 million in average annual value, which is $5 million more than Justin Jefferson. And yesterday when you were out, we played Adam Schefter, had a report that Jamar Chase might actually end up sitting out games. Like, he's willing to do that. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Of course, CD has one. But you would think if CD's here and Jamar Chase is asking for 40, it's like, oh my gosh, dude, is his asking price about to go up? I don't think there's any way. Like, to me, there's no $5 million gap here between Jefferson and Chase. If anything, I still would think that Chase should come in at least at the same amount or slightly under Jefferson if he wants to go for, and maybe that's the heady play. Like, Eric, we were talking about this off air. You ask for 40, you come in at 36, 37. But anyway, I do think that could impact CeeDee Lamb in those negotiations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, it's just, he's coming at this thing a little bit early compared to most. Like, he's got 2 years left on his deal as opposed to, like, CeeDee Lamb has one. So this would be the equivalent of last offseason, CeeDee Lamb putting up a stink, you know, about his contract. And I don't think people would be as much in his corner as they are now. When you still have 2 years left, you're trying to get ahead of this thing in a big way. And the Bengals perpetually cheap. They're not going to want to do that.
I think there's a lot of meat on this conversational bone. So let's step aside. Maybe we'll continue it. Jump into football's finest as well right here. It's the G-Back Nation on 105.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5-3 The Fan. Shoot you out. Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Buy two, get two free. I'll tell you more about that in about 10 minutes here. Segments also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And also Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. We're going to get to football's finest in just a second. Let me just ask you guys this. Do you think it's possible in any way that CeeDee Lamb's holdout has to do with the fact that he doesn't like being here and his attitude during the playoff game is how he really feels about some of his teammates or coaches? Everything we've seen from him since that day in January says maybe this guy actually really doesn't want to be here. Did he spend any time in the Dak yard? I hadn't heard about that. I heard a lot about Jalen Tolbert and some other guys. So that's where I would get into seriously. If it's the Ja'Marr Chase number and he's going to miss games, would anybody right now give me a good first-round pick and extra value for him? And in that situation, now considering for me, I don't think this team is any longer in a championship window. So I'm starting to look at 2026, 2027. And if this team is going to win truly by drafting and developing, it's going to be as a result of having extra draft capital in a small period of time that would allow them to stack this roster with more good players than you can get with just your regular draft and develop type of schedule. So kind of set it up there for you. Do I have any interest coming in?
I mean, look, when you teed this up in Oxnard, when it came to possibly trading him, I mean, I went down and we were looking at, you know, we're always talking about ways to team build and the best way to win a Super Bowl. And I don't know that necessarily paying a wide receiver $35+ million is your best way to go ahead and do it. Now, CeeDee Lamb's earned it. He deserves it. He's a top five player in football. So, I mean, if you do it, I think that that's a rare contract that will probably age well. He's gotten better every single year. I do think CeeDee wants to be here. He's a guy that he's super competitive. He has struggled with his body language, and that definitely showed in the wild card game. But I do think he's worked out with Dak at times this offseason. I know Brandon Cooks, when we got to talk with him, seemed like he wasn't worried about CeeDee whatsoever. He's been putting in the work. But I think right now this is clearly just business. I don't think it's anything against the organization, but I do think it's a fair question on where is this team? Where are you going? If you are not committed right now to your quarterback, to your head coach, is it smart necessarily to pay a wide receiver that amount of money if you are looking to possibly be in a rebuilding situation in a year or two?
Yeah, there aren't many examples of players, you know, hitting that high a percentage of the salary cap and being part of a roster that actually did win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think that's interesting. Obviously, you need great players to win, and I definitely don't want to trade away. But if I'm the Cowboys today and I'm thinking, okay, we were in the Justin Jefferson, and now if we're in Ja'Marr Chase, maybe I'm Steve and Jerry getting together like, wow, maybe this story just changed in a significant way, especially if Jamar's deal gets done first and CeeDee insists on that. I think we got to stay flexible. What do you think, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think the Cowboys would have to acknowledge what you and most of us are willing to, which is your championship window has passed you by. You're not really competing for a Super Bowl. And so coming to grips with that is, I think, you know, the first hurdle. But yeah, if the numbers become too outlandish where it's like CeeDee, now you're trying to really reset the market here in a huge way, I am absolutely looking around to see what I can get for him. And I'd be interested to see what that would look like, because then teams are having to do the thing where they're giving up picks for a guy, and then they're also having to come correct on a market-setting contract. And so there are some hurdles there, but there's no question CeeDee Lamb off his best season. You are selling him at the, you know, at the peak of his powers, at least to this point. And in regards to him being unhappy, I mean, I'm sure throughout negotiations, feelings get hurt and things like that. But by and large, like, why wouldn't you be happy here? Your numbers have gotten better every year. Last year, you had a ridiculous amount of targets. Your quarterback completely, you know, he's looking for you at every single turn. And so as much as these guys want to win, and I'm sure a lot of them do want to win, ultimately, CeeDee knows, and he's in his mind, he's probably thinking Dak's going to be here. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to have 135 catches for almost 1,800 yards. And I'm going to score 12 touchdowns. That's a Super Bowl season for CeeDee Lamb.
Have you guys ever known, you know, wide receivers to really be a disappointed in their quarterback? You know, because it's hard to read exactly when a mom says something, if that is as a result of her son complaining about it. But she did say Dak isn't it and get rid of Dak's ass. So if that idea is shared in the Lamb household at all, and that's why CeeDee's mom is posting it, I don't think it's that big of a leap to think maybe he's thinking, you know, this quarterback situation isn't really in my best interest. You know, I'm out here getting open, and the guy doesn't even realize it in this playoff game.
I mean, yeah, listen, if that's the case, then I would say, why are you running from that right now? Why are you hiding from that? Why are you acting like you still want to get the contract from the Cowboys? Why aren't you doing a Brandon Ayuk saying, like, let's get on the phone and let's start facilitating trades here? Like,
right.
why aren't you going on the offense here of just saying, you know, I don't want to be here. I want to be elsewhere. Why wouldn't you do that if you're Lamb and his agent, if you're that frustrated?
That's when you get the agent exactly to say, I want to trade. And again, I mean, CeeDee's in this position. Why? Because his quarterback, Dak Prescott, gave him the opportunity to put up those numbers. Now, he also might be, if he feels that way, he might also see the writing on the wall for the quarterback, like we're all wondering right now. Is this Dak Prescott's last year? And if he gets extended and he doesn't like Dak, we might have a new quarterback anyway.
Yeah, an interesting conversation indeed. I do find it fascinating that the player is holding on, and this is becoming inordinate in how long it is. And I'm wondering if there's something out there that we don't know. So if you're frustrated on the Franklin injury attorney text line with why I'm bringing this up, I think it's a massive mystery, and I want to know why, you know, the two sides can't find a number that makes sense and gets both people excited to play for this football team. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver an edition. The finest.
Okay, did you guys talk about the new revolutionary cleats that are trying to make their way into the NFL and into football?
No.
You guys talked about
this?
Okay, so apparently Joe Flacco is the one who has busted them out first. Now, he's not the poster boy for running around in athleticism and a guy who is testing the boundaries of equipment because his athleticism is so ridiculous, but he is the first guy to don these new particular cleats. Caddx is the brand, and basically they're claiming that they are these Caddx cleats designed with what they call smart stud technology, and it's designed to mitigate wear and tear on the ankles and the knees. So apparently the on-field shoes are currently in the early stages of development, rollout, but they could quite literally change the game in a positive way, and Joe Flacco's the first one to wear them. They have some give to them, and the studs, that like the actual little spikes on the cleats there, they move ever so slightly to reduce impact on the knees and ankles by decreasing rotational force before it moves up the leg. So their cleats, instead of just being stuck in the shoe, and that's where a lot of these knee injuries and stuff happen. You just plant so hard, and now your body and the momentum is still kind of going one way, and that's how things get messed up. So I don't know. I'm interested to see where these go here, but for soccer players and all that kind of stuff, they got commercials for it, and it's supposed to help prevent some injuries. So this could be kind of a new age nice thing for some athletes. I know that I'd be willing to test them out a little bit on my track record with some knee issues.
So it twists a little bit, and that's enough to save an ACL or an ankle turn or something. Does it hurt performance in any way?
From what I understand, I mean, and this is all they're trying to sell this thing, of course. So I mean, they're selling it like it is not going to be prohibiting anything that you would, you know, it's not going to hinder anything. Is what they're alleging here, but I don't know. I would love to see some guys run around and, like, give me Lamar Jackson in a practice just wearing them and just tell me how you feel, dude. Do these Does it feel like, I mean, it might be a little bit of an adjustment with your cleats actually moving a little bit to some extent, but I don't know. I thought that could be a new revolutionary thing, trying to mitigate injuries.
I clicked on the about thing and went to the science tab, and it said it'll make your shoes perform on turf like they would on natural grass.
Ooh.
So if you like, if you talk about the difference in performance, maybe there is a fraction that you could quantify in some way, and it appears they have attempted to with sports biomechanics. But you know, that's exciting. I think injury prevention has got to be the next big thing, especially how, you know, important and valuable these players are to their teams. I'm sure that, you know, the teams, the players, everybody involved, the parents, you know, there's less of a chance. I know ACLs are a huge deal in football, basketball, and soccer. So, yeah, this is one I'll be following along for sure.
Okay, so I saw Warren Sharp did a deep dive on the first two preseason games or just two preseason weekends. And compared them to previous years, and he's looking at just how the numbers offensively are at like an all-time worst. He's been doing this since 2017, and so he's looking at preseason data going back to 2017, the last 2 years, and basically every offensive category that matters, you're seeing this preseason being the worst of any year for just all offenses. The worst of any year when it comes to quarterbacks and their expected points added per dropback, the success rates, yards per attempt, like all these. He's got a bunch of it scoring. Like everything is just down. The unders are hitting at a ridiculous rate. If you're just trying to make some money in the NFL preseason, just bet the under for every game and you will be cleaning up right now. And so he's trying to make a case as to why this is happening. He says, listen, starting quarterbacks are playing less. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Head coaches don't care nearly as much about the game results. You're seeing like celebrity shots in terms of who's calling the plays. I think Dak might be calling some plays
which he did last year
on Saturday. Yeah, so you're seeing some of that. But he says the biggest problem is looking at the number of defensive penalties compared to offensive penalties, and like automatic first downs by penalty. It's been well into the hundreds at this point. 2 weeks into preseason, you're looking at 150 first downs automatic rewarded to the offense because they're calling defensive penalties. It's down to 85 right now. They're calling like 30 to 35% less penalties on the defense, but the offensive penalties haven't declined at all. So he's like, man, if this goes into the regular season and they're not calling defensive penalties, then we can expect a lot of low scoring and a lot of boring offense to some extent, because that's what he's saying that we've seen through the first two weeks of preseason.
I mean, would you agree with that? I mean, because we don't have a lot of the starting quarterbacks that are playing. We also don't have a lot of starting offensive linemen that are playing, which probably has a lot to do with that too. So, I mean, I don't know that we can assume that there's going to be that much of a correlation from this going into the regular season. But, I mean, we have seen offenses can start a little bit slower and the defenses can have a little bit of an advantage the first start of the season.
I would think that the refs would be using the preseason, though, to get their handle on what they want to emphasize and de-emphasize.
Right. That's generally the case. And so
the officiating stuff's interesting. Like that I think could carry over.
Yeah. It's just something to sort of monitor here, where you have a reduction of defensive penalties by over 30% and how that can make it easier to play defense coming up here in the regular season and maybe make it much more difficult, unless the NFL is going to look at this data and be like, hey, guys, what are we doing here? But if that's what they were wanting them to do, it wouldn't make any sense, because the NFL is always looking to get more and more scoring.
They want the points.
So data this, you would think the NFL would be like, hey, we need to do a referee conference call, and let's not forget that touchdowns are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, first downs and touchdowns.
You can call a pass interference, guys. It's okay.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. That's definitely not what I would expect, because scoring was down already last year. I mean, the offense needs something.
Yeah, they need something real quick. So something to monitor. Now, we had Tua calling out, not necessarily calling out, but just sort of being open and honest when asked about the relationship he had with former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores for the first 2 years of Tua's career.
It happened.
Compared to what he's got. What happened?
Linval Joseph apparently is going to be signing with the Dallas Cowboys per Josina Anderson.
Well, there we go.
And that's a name that we had been talking about all offseason. I mean, that's a tie-in going back to Cincinnati. Paul Gunther, who is now with the Cowboys, and Mike Zimmer. They know him very, very well. So there's another defensive tackle that is a veteran, a big body, knows the defense. I assumed he was going to be the number one call on the short list. I was surprised he didn't end up being a guy that they worked out. Probably didn't want to participate in a ton of camp. But here's another guy that you can add to the defensive tackle room. Now you actually have some proven NFL players. Jordan Phillips, Linval Joseph. You know Ose is pretty good. Now Mozzie, man, we hope you can step up, but you're not like in dire need for Mozzie Smith to give you awesome production this year. So that was something I'd been monitoring, and Josina Anderson reporting that Linval Joseph is indeed signing with the Cowboys.
Boom. Boom. There we go. I mean, my goodness, they waited to the sort of the midnight hour.
I asked him point blank. I was like, Linval Joseph, you keeping tabs with him? He was like, I know Paul Gunther is, and I do text him every once in a while. So, I mean, he could have just told me no if there wasn't anything there, but the fact that he left that a little bit open, I was thinking, man, Linval Joseph is going to end up being a Cowboy at some point.
Yeah.
Right on. This Cowboys defense has the potential now to be very, very good this season, and I think that just made their credibility against the run about double.
Yeah.
So nice signing here for the Cowboys as they finished up their padded practice portion in Oxnard today. Just the perfect timing for a Linval Joseph to join the team here back in DFW. Okay, LA Live coming up next. Brother, where are we going with it?
I have a question for the Tolos on a Butt Naked Wednesday, right after the great Rick James.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers got the dub earlier today. 1-0, won their first series in a while, like 6 weeks. Wolchuk's going to take you around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, coming up at 6 o'clock. It's time now for LA Live. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, like I said in the tease, I have a question for the Tolos. What is the question here? I'm going to get this question out the way so I can see it on the fan text. Start a fight in 5 words or less. Start a fight in 5 words or less. No politics. Let's get into LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Yeah, fool. It'll make you dance some of everything. Yeah. Everybody get high.
Lucius. We love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. I live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yes, it is. This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. That is Erica Badu. I too was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. And today I'm going to do the math for you. Today's math is wisdom, knowledge. Wisdom follows the knowledge. It's that easy, folks. It's that easy. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. The Kissable journey starts today. What else we got for you boys? Oh, G-Bag of the Day. It's our very own Brian Broaddus. He's not with us. He's in travel right now, right? Is he traveling right now at this moment or what?
I don't think
he's
driving
to LA. He's probably doing a podcast.
Yeah, he's probably podcasting, and then he'll be at the airport.
Okay. Well, here he is trolling the morning show's host, Sean Sharif, on Sean Sharif's show, sounding just like Sean Sharif.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight was...
Two idiots going at it, I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad. Yeah, exactly.
Bad.
You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
Oh, if no. You and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh!
No. I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Send this over for G-Bag of the Day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. Carry the. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
wow!
it.
Wow!
Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Broaddus? I hate everybody you like anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to this stuff.
What is it? Day two?
Yeah, it's day two. Did you perk up when he mentioned beef tallow?
I did. Yeah, I did. That was fantastic. Beef. At one point later on, he interrupted Sean and was like, Sean's son's name is Ollie. And he goes, hey, Ollie, get me one of those vodka drinks. I was like, man, this is great.
Ollie's the bartender.
Man, I figured out Brian does that whenever you're going to play some audio of his fights, though.
He starts lashing out a little bit.
It's his attempt to filibuster. He's going to play his absolute best hand and see if he can. I don't know. Maybe it's a nervous tick.
Yeah, distract from the real
just
subject.
Don't play it. Just let me fill some airtime so we don't have to get there.
I swear. I mean, he went after me a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if that was under similar circumstances, but it was hilarious. You know, he's got some great impressions of us. I think between him and Lucius, they could do a full skit.
Yeah.
Possibly. Maybe.
We need an animator.
Properly motivated, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to the 85ers. I got a question for the Tolos. Start a fight in 5 words or less. Start a fight in 5 words or less. I sent this out to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I said no politics. Not that I'm scared of politics. I'll be keeping up. I sure do. But it's such a layup, you know? Start a fight in 5 words or less. It's such a layup with politics. I want you to think a little harder. Pause. So I got answers like this. Eli Manning was elite.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's enough to get me going.
Juice you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Princess Bride sucks.
Yeah, it's another bet. Just
I've never seen that movie.
You would love
Dude.
It.
Would I?
I really think you would.
Okay.
It's good comedy.
Okay. I'll take your word for
it. It's got Andre the Giant.
I'll take your word for it, guys.
He'll never going to watch
it. It's kind of corny.
Is it?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Sometimes corny is good, but it matters what kind of corny it is.
This would be a funny corny.
If you have a fear of rats, I wouldn't watch it.
Start a fight in 5 words or less. Bluebell is really overrated. I do not like that.
Well, you probably say that with Whataburger.
Hey, we're 3 for 3 on Ready to Get Me Up off the bench.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that one. Animal parents are not parents.
Oh, no, I'll fight with that guy.
Let's see what else. Spaghetti is a side dish.
What? Oh, get out of here.
Well, I mean, listen. Spaghetti and meatballs. I need to hear and meatballs. Now I know we're talking entree.
You know? You wouldn't just sauce? Eat some spaghetti as an entree?
No, just pasta. Just pasta noodles and sauce is definitely not an entree.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah, that's like people that have like the macaroni for the full meal. Like, I get it if you're struggling.
Kid. Yeah.
But if it's like, hey, what did you have for dinner tonight? Macaroni.
Would I like some protein?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
44,
sure.
Bro.
But it'll satisfy.
So it was snack night for dinner, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
I get that.
Appetizer night.
Start a word in five words or, I mean, start a fight in 5 words or less. Where am I at? Are you on your period?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My
dog. Relevant question. I need to know how to act here.
It's a legit question.
Yeah.
It's nature. My pit bull, she's on her period right now. And you can tell the difference. She acts a little different. You know, she's needy, a little aggressive.
Quicker to
you know?
Anger.
Yeah.
You going to let her have some babies?
I'm all down for it, but I think the old lady wouldn't let them go.
Oh.
Yeah, then we'll mess around and have 8 dogs in a condo looking crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
high maintenance.
She won't let it. She won't let it happen.
I got one, Lucius.
What?
Put pineapple on our pizza.
Yeah, what? No.
Huh? 5 words?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the pineapple on pizza. Sometimes it's cool, but, you know, just not all the time. Mm-mm.
I'll get down with it.
I got another one. Dak Prescott, good football player?
It's the question mark at the end. It's pretty rude.
So many different reactions you could have to that.
Tolo was on your same vein, though. He said, Dak is not the problem.
Yep. I agree.
I'll respond back. Dak is not the solution.
Fair.
Got a Tolo that says, Freebird is cliche and boring.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A is massively overrated.
Mm, yep, or fight. Ooh.
Eminem is the GOAT. Hold on, where my vibes go? Let me get my vibes back. Oh, don't hate on me like that. All right. Don Machine hated on me. Texas barbecue isn't that good.
Ooh, must have gone to the wrong spots.
Yeah, real talk.
There's some popular ones out there that aren't that good.
Ooh. That's the real competition, you know, right there.
You gonna name them?
The overhyped barbecue spots. Overhyped barbecue spots.
Yeah.
Ooh wee. Goodfellas is actually mid. I do not stand with that.
Mm. Wow. It did get a little depressing or dark. I don't know. Kind of like you want the guy to win again at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I it do was like sad when she's yelling at him.
Yeah. Oh, when he was on the coke and real paranoid, looking for the birds in the sky and everything else. Yeah, poor guy. She sold him out, too. Let's see what else we got right here. Dak is better than Aikman.
Ooh,
wow.
Rudy was offsides.
That makes sense.
Rudy was offsides.
No, that's an overrated movie.
Rudy was at the fan fest, by the way, too. Yeah, signing autographs.
The real one?
Yeah, the real Rudy, not the actor. I would probably want to link up with the actor and hang out with that guy. The real Rudy, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet.
It's Sean Astin, right?
Yeah, Sean Astin.
Yeah.
I would ask him to get into the character from 50 First Dates where he has a lisp and
his nipples are pierced.
He's always flexing and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Dallas is better than Fort Worth. Start a fight in five words or less. You need to calm down. Will Ferrell is simply not funny.
That's six.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see your point.
Simply not.
Didn't need the simply.
Oh, yeah, sure is. Man, should have caught
you,
bro.
Gotta be in the right mood for some Will Ferrell.
Just like throw the B word at somebody. I know you do that to Bobby. It's on.
What, the B word? Yeah. Just Bobby?
Just call him the B word.
49ers own the Cowboys.
That's just fact. That's journalism.
Yes, you don't shut up, though.
Start a fight in five words or less. You act like your mother.
Oh, she's just like her mama.
Just like your mama.
Marvel is overrated, super overrated.
I'm with you on that one. It has
become that way.
I'm with you on that.
This last phase did not hit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All their first movies kind of flopped, right? The Wonder Woman and all the other. Was that
DC.
Oh, that's DC. See, yeah. I don't even know who's
but
who.
They did. All those were bad.
I don't even know who's
DC
who anymore.
DC never really arrived.
Ram makes a better truck. Ram makes the best truck.
You know that new TRX off-road looking thing? I'm not going to fight you on that.
Oh, the TRX is no joke.
Yeah. Well, they look good. I'll tell you what, Ram looks sexy.
I'm with you.
Now, I don't know what's going on under that hood.
I've never driven one.
I drove a Durango for a while, and I'll tell you what, that drank some gas. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. So I don't know what that Dodge does.
Oh, 972 Dez didn't catch it. Yeah, I'll fight you for that.
He did by the current rules.
How about that? Start a fight in five words or less. It's you, not me. And this Tolo right here says, women are children with breast.
With breast. With breast.
Shout out to Smitty, Tolo Smitty. You're out of control. Start a fight in five words or less. Last one right here. Elvis and the Beatles both suck. And I got some dude on the fan text saying, isn't your name Alex, though? Yeah, man, Alexander. Sure is.
Sure is, baby.
It sure is.
He nailed it.
Yep, that's my name, dog. It's crazy how that can happen.
LaPaul.
Yeah. LaPaul. What's your name, LaPaul? All right, that's it for me on a hump day, butt naked Wednesday. Shout out to the 85ers. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holla.
There he goes, LA Live, most nights, 5:40, right here in the G-Bag Nation. But tonight, a little later, because we had the Rangers game on, had to make up spots and whatnot. Rangers got the dub. They took 2-3 from the Pirates, took them to the ninth inning with two out to get the knock. I don't want to steal all the Woolchuck shine, just part of it. As a proper round trippers coming up next, brought to you by Uber Eats. What else we got cooking, Woolchuck?
Yeah, I'll give you an update on two future Hall of Fame arms, and we'll dive back more into the details on your newest cowboy. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.